my first question would be, how do you think that the political pressures of Orban government are connected with the foreclosure of the newspaper?
You know, officially, the suspension of the edition of Nip Sobotchak, print and online edition, is based on economic reasons. But the political context is there, and you know, if you are an entrepreneur and you have economic problems and you run a newspaper, and if you want to sell it, then you don't stop it. You don't suspend it. So there is no reason to suspend the edition of Nip Sobotchak. So I think it's a no reason, the economic reason. The political context is there. Nip Sobotchak published a lot of stories about corruption affairs of leading Hungarian government politicians, including the president of the chairman of the Hungarian National Bank, and the close ally of the prime minister. So you can consider it as a political revenge from the government.
Is there any connection between the owner Media Works and the political elite in Hungary?
I don't have any proof. The owner of Nip Sobotchak is a private equity investor. He's an Austrian businessman. He's interested in money. As he purchased Nip Sobotchak and other media outlets, he stated that he wants to make money with the media outlets. He invested money. As we know so far, there is a bank loan. So he took money from the bank. But I don't know whether he has any political friendship with leading Hungarian government politicians. What we know that in this summer, he met with the prime minister. We don't know what they discussed. But after the meeting, a couple of weeks after, he got the authorization to buy regional newspapers here in Hungary.
Okay, so I would like to go now over the history of Nip Sobotchak a bit. So it first started as a newspaper of the Hungarian Communist Party, right?
Yeah, so actually on November 2nd, we would celebrate the 60th anniversary of Nip Sobotchak, which started actually in November in the days of the Hungarian Revolution as an independent newspaper, and then after November 4th, after the crush of the Hungarian Revolution and the invasion of the Soviet troops, the newspaper was taken over and controlled by the Communist Party, and until 89, it was the official organ of the Hungarian Communist Party, and from 89. It's an independent newspaper. In 1990, the newspaper was bought by Bertelsmann, the German media giant, and Bertelsmann in 99 sold it to Ringier. It's a Swiss company, and Ringier sold it in 2013 to this Austrian businessman.
If I understand correctly, until 2 years ago, one of the owners of this newspaper was also the Socialist Party. Why did they back out from the ownership?
Okay, so the Socialist Party was not directly involved as a co-owner. There was a foundation by the Socialist Party who had a minority stake, about 20%. But the problem was that Sobotchak was losing money, and they could not finance the losses, and therefore so officially they sold it on the basis of economical reasons.
So, one final question: what will happen to the journalists and newspaper now?
We don't know. Actually, we don't know. We would like to get into negotiations with the management. What is going to happen to the employees? So officially, we are still employed by MediaWorks, by Nev Sobotchak. So we were not fired yet. We were released from any journalistic professional activities. On the other hand, the editor-in-chief made this morning an offer, a business offer to the owner of Nev Sobotchak, and the offer is about €1. So for €1, the staff of Nev Sobotchak would take over Nev Sobotchak with all the rights, brand, logo, etc., archives, etc., etc. We don't know what the owner is going to answer on this offer, because we believe that if there is a huge loss, then €1 is more than zero.
Okay, thank you. This would be it from my part. Is there anything else that you would maybe like to add?
So first of all, thank you very much for your solidarity. Thank you very much for your interest in Nev Sobotchak. The stake is much higher than the destiny of the newspaper. This is about freedom of press. This is about democracy. Nev Sobotchak is not only a newspaper here in Hungary. This is part of the cultural heritage. This is an institution, and this is a platform of intellectual and critical thinking. And if they close down Nev Sobotchak, then they close down critical and independent thinking as well.